president's latest move on gas prices. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's hoping to make a dent in the pain of the pump by tapping U.S. oil reserves for a third time. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
President Biden is expected to order the release of 1 million barrels of oil per day for 6 months from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It's part of a strategy to bring down gas prices, which hit record highs earlier this month, as well as reduce global dependency on Russian energy. The U.S. consumes about 21 million barrels of oil every day, about 40% of that devoted to gasoline. President Biden tapped the strategic reserve back in November and then again after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Russia's president, who's been demanding that unfriendly countries pay for Russia's natural gas in rubles, now says they can keep paying in foreign currency, but only through a Russian bank to be converted to rubles. Germany and France say there can be no political blackmailing on gas. Ukraine's nuclear operator says Russian troops are leaving the Chernobyl nuclear power plant and heading toward the border with Belarus. The Pentagon says Russia might refit and resupply troops in Belarus, then send them back to Ukraine, where heavy shelling has continued around the capital, Kyiv.
Despite Russia's words that it would pull back troops from that area, Russian forces are defending their front lines and targeting civilians. And despite the claims to scale back, the Pentagon says it's only seen about 20% of troops shifting. NATO says their units are not noting any withdrawal. There are just troops repositioning.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. Violent storms blamed for at least two deaths in the Florida panhandle as a system spawning isolated tornadoes ripped across several southern states. Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee also have damage, and the system knocked out power to tens of thousands. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
He won't vote for her this time. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who previously supported Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the D.C. Appeals Court, says he will not vote to confirm her to the U.S. Supreme Court.
My decision is based upon her record of judicial activism, flawed sentencing methodology regarding child pornography cases, and a belief Judge Jackson will not be deterred by the plain meaning of the law when it comes to liberal causes.
Jackson is expected to win confirmation next week. She has the support of at least one Republican senator, Susan Collins of Maine. CIA Director William Burns tests positive for COVID. The agency's public affairs office just confirming it, adding that Burns is fully vaccinated and will work from home, experiencing mild symptoms, planning to return to the office after isolating for 5 days. Gay rights advocates are suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, aiming to block a new law forbidding classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. The federal lawsuit argues the law violates the First Amendment. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a new head coach as Bruce Arians takes a different position after 3 years at the helm, moving into the front office.
The organization announcing that the former head coach will now be the team's senior football consultant, which will allow him to continue to evaluate draft prospects. The team's defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, has been promoted to the head coach's role, and ESPN is reporting the Bucs have finalized a new 5-year contract with their new head man. Arians was 31-18 while head coach of Tampa Bay, which includes a win in Super Bowl 55 with Tom Brady as quarterback. Brady took to his Instagram and thanked Arians for his contributions to the game and to him as well. Tushar Saxena, Fox News.
Stocks are sliding. The Dow's down 133 points and oil prices falling under 104 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.